Yeah, feels a lot better today than it did yesterday. Should be pretty much all set here. If you are ready to go, we can knock it out for the week.
Let's rock.
All right, let's do it. Here we go. All right, and 3, 2, and 1. Locker room chats continue here on KNZA 103.9. We now talk Troy football, and now we are joined by the head coach, that is Derek Jasper, presented by Exchange Bank, Troy Booster Club, John's Market, Kinsey Farm, and Anderson Meats. Coach, let's dive right into it. Your team 3-0, 55-6, a winner last week on the road at Valley Heights. How nice was it to see your team perform the way they did?
Yeah, a good win for us on the road against always a scrappy, physical Valley Heights bunch. You know, they're going to play hard every week, and they're playing some younger kids, but I thought our kids went out and played well. We forced 5 turnovers, got 5 takeaways, and we didn't turn the ball over on offense. So that kind of made the score a little bit wider margin than was a more of a competitive game than the final score would indicate. But when we got those 5 turnovers and we didn't turn the ball over ourselves, that's a big deal for us. And we were very minimal on penalties. So 2 big keys for us, no turnovers and no penalties, and we did a good job in that aspect. Thought our defensive line and our offensive line really stepped up and played well in that game to help lead us to that victory.
It was just a crisp game. You talked about the turnovers, forcing 5 on defense, but the offense, 118 points over the last 2 games. How efficient has that group been?
Been pretty good, and been a nice mix of run and pass. I looked at our season stats yesterday, and we had 9 rushing touchdowns and 9 passing touchdowns. So that's the kind of balance we're looking for. We have to be able to run the football. We can't become one-dimensional either way, run or pass. And when we're able to keep the defense on their heels and guessing on whether we're going to run or pass the ball, you know, and staying with the chains, you know, getting ourselves a good down and distance, we can kind of be surprising and unpredictable at times. But when we get some of the holding penalties and things we have in the past that put us in passing situations, of course, it's much easier to defend us when we're one-dimensional. But thought we did a great job, and that all started up front. I was really proud of our O-line the other night. We passed the ball well and ran the ball well, and just had a pretty good all-around game.
Can't get better than 3 wins in 3 games so far this year. We're coming up on week 4. As you kind of assess the team right now, what are some things you're kind of diving at and kind of pinpointing as things to work on, or you see opportunities to still continue to get better at?
Yeah, probably our tackling as the main thing, and some of our blocking schemes again. We've miscommunicated sometimes on the O-line, but we're really a great game last week, so I really can't say that right now. But our tackling, we did miss some tackles, even though we were in the right spot. Missed some one-on-one tackles, which is hard to do. It's hard to practice because we don't do a lot of open field tackling, full pads against each other in practice. We just can't afford to do that, you know, with the risk of injury there, but. So probably, you know, need to tackle a little bit better and still work on some of our blocking schemes with the O-line. I think those are the 2 areas definitely that could see improvement.
Centralia and Troy is the matchup as we get set for a big game on the slate Friday night. We'll talk about that when we come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Continuing our conversation with Troy head coach, that is Derek Jasper, presented by Exchange Bank, Troy Booster Club, John's Market, Kinsey Farm, and Anderson Meats. Coach, monster matchup this week. You go to Centralia, big TVL 11-man showdown, could ultimately decide the league championship this year. Both teams sitting at 3-0. How excited and juiced is your team for this one this week?
Well, I think they know it's a big game, but, you know, we've kind of reminded them this week, hey, it's just week 4. I mean, this game certainly is not going to make or break us. You know, of course, we want to win the game. We haven't had a lot of success out of Centralia. We haven't had a lot of success against Centralia, period. And, you know, we're not any different than a lot of teams in that regard because they've dominated the league. We've had a couple wins back when we went to the state title games against them, and I thought we played them pretty close out there in 2018. Actually had a lead at halftime last year, but, you know, they're a very difficult team to defend. They run some, you know, old style offense, a single wing that's hard to simulate in practice. It's really hard to prepare for. And they're even spreading the ball out a little bit this year and throwing it. They got a quarterback that throws a real nice ball. So I guess when Coach Classic retired, they decided they could throw more than 10 passes a game sometimes. So now they've become really two-dimensional. So we have to be really good at all levels defensively And they've always defended us well. They've always defended our pass game well. They've got some nice schemes and stuff to kind of mix it up against us. And we just haven't had a lot of success scoring points against them. So hopefully our defense can hold up and keep them down a little bit, because I think points will probably be hard to come by for us.
What about their defense, you know, scheme-wise, makes it so challenging? And through three games, they've only given up 20 points and even just six in their last two games. What about their defense makes it so challenging to either move the ball and even get in the end zone?
Well, they know what we do well, of course. They're going to be well prepared for us, and they're good at every level. They've always been able to put pressure on our quarterback with their front guys. And then if they do want to blitz, they blitz some, but a lot of times they can just get pressure with their front four or front three, whatever it is. And then they got a good zone scheme against us that takes away a lot of our deep shots. We like to, you know, throw the ball deep, and they don't let us do that. So we kind of have to pick our spots. And if we're able to run the ball, that will help, because then they won't be able to just sit back and know that we're going to pass. But again, I think turnovers and penalties will probably decide the game. You know, the team with the fewer turnovers, fewer penalties will probably come out on top.
You mentioned turnovers and penalties right there being a couple keys to this game potentially, but what are the expectations and what do you want to see on Friday?
Well, physicality is always a big thing when you play against Centralia. They've kind of bullied us around in the trenches, and they've just been a more physical, hard-hitting team than us in the past. And we've kind of been known as that finesse team, and, you know, we've got to preach physicality this week, you know. We've got to be able to run the ball. We've got to be able to stop the run. And most of the time that means being physical in the trenches and trying to hold up there strength-wise. But, of course, against Centralia, that's always difficult to do, because they're going to try to have their way with their run game, and they're going to be physical up front. And so just being physical is going to be a key to the game, besides those turnovers and penalties. And if we can do all those things, hopefully we can kind of stay with them and make it a ball game. I know it's their homecoming stuff. They'll be jacked up. And we just haven't had a lot of success out there on that field. But hopefully this is the group that can kind of change that, and we can go out there and be competitive.
Should be a lot of fun. Should be a great atmosphere as well. Centralia hosting Troy on Friday night, our game of the week on KNZA 103.9 FM. Derek Jasper, head coach at Troy, joining us. We're looking forward to the broadcast on Friday. Go get them. And we will talk to you again next week.
Thanks. We'll see you there, Brandon, Friday.